On Friday, a federal judge in Manhattan ordered that the first and most famous verse of the civil rights era anthem, "We Shall Overcome," belongs in the public domain.
We shall overcome.
Plaintiffs in the case had asked the judge to negate a half-century-old copyright by four songwriters, including the late Pete Seeger. Rick Carr has the story.
The origins of We Shall Overcome, like those of a lot of folk songs, are tough to pin down. Pete Seeger tried in 1963 when his name was added to the song's copyright.
It was known among the food and tobacco workers, mainly Negro union members, and I heard them singing it in 1947, 48.
The lyrics of that earlier version ran, "We will overcome." The music publishers defending the song's copyright argued that Seeger and his three co-authors changed "will" to "shall" and slightly altered the melody of the existing tune. The defendant's attorney, Paul LaCalce, says those changes deserve copyright protection.
The changes, in fact, although they were simple, were profound. And the verse, "We shall overcome," is what became the anthem of the civil rights movement. Not "we will overcome," not any of the other variations.
There are a bunch of variations. A 17th century hymn, another that appeared in the folk magazine Sing Out in the late 1940s, and a hymn copyrighted in 1954 called "If My Jesus Wills." 6 years later, a group of folk singers filed another copyright. Music producer Isaias Gamboa made a documentary film about the song's history. But the music publishers behind the folk singer's copyright to which Seeger was added refused to grant him a license to use the song.
My lawyers and many other lawyers have said, "Isaias, if you try to put this film out, they can shut the film down, and they've done it before. All they have to do is wait till it gets released and distributed, send a letter of cease and desist, and that's it. You're toast."
So last April, Gamboa sued. On Friday, Judge Denise Coate of the Southern District of New York ruled that the changes, from "will" to "shall" and to the melody, quote, "lacked originality," unquote, and that the verse belongs in the public domain. Her decision is likely to have adverse effects on the very communities where the song has the most meaning, according to Ashley Woodard Henderson of the Highlander Center. The Tennessee nonprofit distributes half of the royalties earned by the song, around $40,000 a year, as grants.
That money is going to literally all 13 of the southern states. It's going to Black communities and cities and counties, from hoods to hollers.
Just hours before Judge Coate handed down her ruling, the Highlander Center announced the most recent and possibly final winners of those grants. Attorneys for the defendants in the suit say they're considering their next move. Isaias Gamboa won't be able to release his film until the court rules on the other verses of the song. For NPR News, I'm Rick Carr.